On September 11th, 2001, I was living in Vancouver, Canada. I had taken the bus to the English language school where I taught English conversation and writing to teens and adults. My students were mainly from Japan and Korea, but there were also a few international students from other countries such as Mexico and France. I had forgotten to bring my coffee with me that morning, so I was downstairs in the lobby of our building having a coffee in the cafe. There was a very small TV in the coffee shop, and the news was showing something disturbing. I remember thinking there had been a subway accident. Before long, I realized that there was something more serious, but I still couldn't figure out what it was. When I looked at my watch, I realized I was going to be late for class. I hurried into the elevator and went up to the school. The students had started to arrive, and many were confused and worried. They knew something major had happened in the U.S., but they didn't understand what it was. They wanted the managers and teachers to explain the news. We didn't have a TV set up at the school, so we relied on the managers to find out information for us. The teachers tried to teach as usual, but it was hard to concentrate. Eventually, we had a meeting about it. The events coordinator explained what he knew in simple English. Students were sad and shocked, as were teachers. Many students went back to their homestay houses to watch the news. I spent most of the day worrying about my stepson. He had just moved to the U.S. with his mom, and he was starting at a new school that week. It felt like he was so far away. My husband and I made a meeting plan in case anything happened in Canada. We wondered if the world was about to go to war. This is what the journalists were suggesting. We planned to meet at a bookstore nearby if anything happened that would prevent us from going home in the days ahead. One of my most memorable moments of the day was talking to my mother on the phone in Toronto. She was dying of cancer at the time, but was at home that week instead of in the hospital. While everyone else was glued to the TV, my mom seemed uninterested in the news. She was fighting for her own life and didn't have the energy or spirit to reflect on things like terror or hatred. I think she knew she only had a few more months to live. To her, that was all that mattered.